I'm just going to pray as I start. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are here. God, I pray will you meet with us here today. I pray will some of us understand more of who you are. Amen. So today we're looking at the question, who is Jesus? And I haven't just picked that question randomly. It's actually the question that the people ask themselves after Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that donkey. Let us read the verse together. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The whole city was stirred. And you might think, what on earth does stirred really mean? It's kind of like you shake a little bit. So can I see you all shake a little bit? It's something or someone that impacts you, that moves you. And on this occasion, it was Jesus riding in on the donkey that stirred people and made them ask, who is this? And for 2,000 years, people have continued to ask themselves the question, who is it? Who is this Jesus? Who's the guy on the donkey that came into Jerusalem? And I think for you here today, that's the most important question you can ask yourself. It's the one question everyone should ask themselves. And there are two reasons for that. First of all, if Jesus is really who he says he is, your salvation depends on it. He can give you eternal life. But secondly, your answer to that question matters for all of us. We can learn more about who Jesus is through hearing your answer. So I brought a couple of pictures to illustrate this. Wow. So my question is, what can we learn from this picture? I see that it's a person with some beard, so clearly a man, most likely at least. I see some glasses, so might need some help to read properly. And either a person who loves listening to music or audiobooks or something like that. Great, another picture. Ooh, we can learn something more about this person, can't we? We see the keys, many, many keys. So clearly an important person with plenty of keys. And he has a watch. So he clearly needs to keep track on time. Does anyone know who this person is? Who do these descriptions fit to? Let us see. Ooh. It's Tim himself. But the point is, those little pictures, those descriptions only gave us a little picture of who Tim really is. And it's the same way with Jesus. There are so many descriptions of who he is in the Bible, and also so many in this room. But together, they can give us a clear and fuller picture of who Jesus is. So, who is this Jesus?
Excuse me, I know.
Wow, do you have an answer?
I told you earlier, Jesus is Lord.
Ooh, let's say it together. Lord.
The only issue is, I don't really know what that means.
Well, fair enough. It's actually a pretty tricky word, isn't it? But Lord is the one title used the most times about Jesus in the New Testament, over 700 times. And historically, that word Kyrios was used about someone with authority and ownership. So when you guys headed off to get the donkey, you said, the Lord needs it. And that's the thing, if Jesus is the Lord, there are no other lords. It's only Jesus. And because he has that authority, that ownership, it means the donkey belongs to him. And the word Lord is actually also used instead of Yahweh, the holy name of God, through the Old Testament. So when you guys say, when you say now, Jesus is Lord, you're actually both saying that Jesus is God, but you're also saying that he has the authority and ownership of everything and everyone. So if you choose today to say Jesus is Lord, it makes a difference in your life. It means that you worship him alone and you give him everything. And the question is, for you, the donkey, most of us don't have a donkey. So someone came and said, the Lord needs your donkey. It wouldn't matter too much. But what if it said, the Lord needs your car, or the Lord needs your time, or he needs some of your money? Would you be willing to give that to Jesus? Would you be willing to give him your everything? Oh, wow, it's another one.
I also know who Jesus is. Jesus wow. is Savior. He can actually help me whenever I need it, and he can save me every time I mess up. It is all forgiven because of him.
Wow, that's also a brilliant description of who Jesus is, especially at the start of this Easter week. Because who we claim that Jesus is on Palm Sunday comes into action on Easter Day. Jesus had to die on the cross and come back to life to prove that he was both Lord and Savior. And you might be here today just as this little crowd person, as they introduced themselves as earlier, thinking, I need a Savior. I keep on messing up. I fail to love God, I fail to love others, and I fail to love myself. That's sin. And that's why we need God. And God gave us an opportunity to live in relationship with him through Jesus dying on the cross, defeating death and rising in glory. And you could choose today to pray as the crowd did, Hosanna, save us, save me. I need you, Jesus. Well, if you already made that decision, you can still join in that prayer, save me. Because we all need the help of our Savior. So yes, you've been given your salvation, it's granted. You're saved, but Jesus is not a savior that just saves and then heads off. He cares. Because the other descriptions are Jesus is a healer. Jesus as the light of the world. Jesus as the bread of life. Why don't the rest of you who have some descriptions of Jesus come up? And if you face out, please. These are some of many, many, many descriptions and answers to the question, who is Jesus? They're all from the Bible. But the point is, if one, even one of these descriptions is the truth of who Jesus is, I think that's important enough for you to take that question seriously. Who is Jesus? I've asked myself that question, and I realized that all of these are truth. And I could add on so many more. Jesus is beautiful. Jesus is my savior. He's my friend. Jesus is my comfort. He's my strength. He's my joy. And Jesus is the only one who can give me peace. And because of his love for me, I can love others. But I've decided to love and follow this Jesus because I ask the question, who is he? Great, you can all go down now. Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause. So today, at the start of the Easter week, I want you to answer the question, who is Jesus? Let us just close our eyes. And where you're seated, I want you to just whisper or say who Jesus is for you. That answer matters. And if you're here and you want to pray as the people prayed, save me, I'm going to lead you in that prayer now. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, that you loved me enough to send Jesus into this world, to die for my sake so that I could live in relationship with you. And thank you that he rose again. That means I'm given life with you. I apologize for the times I messed up, all of my sins and failures. But thank you for your love. Amen. I think this man that rode in on a donkey stirred Jerusalem. I think that message has the power to stir Oxford today as well. And I really, really, really want to see the city stirred by the news of who Jesus is. So why don't you, this Easter, dive into the Easter story, come back to church, or read the end of the Gospels in your Bible to figure out more of who Jesus is, because there is always more to know. And why don't you bring that question out? Such a great opportunity to stir Oxford with the question of who Jesus is. So you can bring your palm cross that you will get at the end of this service. Use it as an excuse to ask your friend, who is Jesus? And tell them your answer.